John relieved that the pastor's conference he had been attending finished a little early. As associate pastor and just appointed minister of education, he was a busy man. The early start home would provide him much-needed time to mentally organize his hectic schedule.
I was thinking about that night and also that I was going to be preaching the next Sunday morning in 3 services.
But little did Don know that he would be late for the service that night, not just by minutes or hours, but by months. And before he got home, he would take a detour he would never forget. Within minutes of leaving the retreat center, Don drove onto a bridge spanning a lake.
It's a fairly long bridge, and there's water on both sides of the elevated highway. And I approached the edge of the bridge, and before I exited the other end, a tractor-trailer truck crossed the center stripe and hit my car head-on.
Not only did the truck hit Don's car, it ran over the passenger side of the small Ford Escort, completely crushing the vehicle and killing Don Piper. Instantly, Don began an amazing journey.
When I was killed, I was instantly transported to Heaven's Gate. It was an instantaneous thing.
Don found himself standing before a divine portal, surrounded by familiar faces.
I did not see a single person that I did not know. They were relatives. They were friends who had died in high school. They were teachers. They were people that I had seen and known all my life who had gone to glory. They were smiling. They were embracing me. They were welcoming me. They were in the process of taking me in through the gate of heaven.
Looking over the heads of his friends, Don saw a looming pearl gate.
The gate of heaven was a magnificent edifice, the one that I saw. It looked no less than a giant gate that looked like it had been sculpted from mother of pearl.
Peering through the gate, Don saw an incredible light.
Behind that portal was such a light that I don't conceive of how you could see it in an earthly body. It could only be envisioned in a heavenly body because it's too bright.
And, says Don, there was music, that of a literal angelic choir.
In all honesty, as awesome as the sight was, the sound was even more amazing. I heard literally thousands of praise songs. They were all praise songs. I couldn't really see anything. I was so preoccupied with the people around me. Couldn't really see anything, but you could sense this hum of wings just kind of hovering all about you, as if you were being ministered to by angels, and that they were observing this whole episode.
While Don stood at the gates of heaven, this man stood on a Texas highway by Don's lifeless body. Pastor Dick had also attended the pastor's conference and came upon the accident moments after it happened. EMS personnel told Dick that Don was dead.
Very candidly, it was as though I was compelled to stop and to pray for him. The Lord just impressed on me very emphatically, very urgently, that I was to pray for him. And I walked over by the door. Great physical damage on the outside. And I laid my hands on him and began to pray for him.
As suddenly as his journey began, it ended. Don found himself back in his crushed vehicle, staring up at a tarp thrown over him by medical attendants.
First conscious memory was, what a friend we have in Jesus. I was singing, and I'm thinking to myself, why am I singing this song? I'm in the dark. I knew it was about noontime when the accident happened. I'm in the dark, I'm singing, and I'm holding a hand. And I'm thinking to myself, what on earth has happened?
Dick had begun singing hymns to Don.
The Lord impressed on me not only to pray for him, but that there be no internal injuries and there be no head injuries. I began to sing, and all of a sudden I heard him singing with me.
Miraculously, he suffered no head or internal injury. However, virtually every bone in Don's body was broken or shattered. His left leg and left arm were completely severed and had to be rebuilt and replaced. Looking at his battered and pain-seared body, this man who had touched heaven's gates wanted to go back.
My mindset was being able to see what was the matter with me, and to know, as beautiful as heaven was, to want to be there again. As much as I loved these people that I was with, I was so confident of their salvation experiences that I knew that they would join me at some time in the future.
But the prayers and love of family and friends pulled Don through 4 intensive months of therapy, numerous operations, and infections, which on 2 occasions almost claimed his life.
I like to say that I was brought back by popular demand. People prayed me back from the gates of heaven. People prayed me back from death's door. I'm here because people ask God for me to be here.